Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. HEICO just posted a record $1.41 billion in quarterly revenue, up 23% from the same quarter a year ago. And operating income hit $355 million, a 34% jump year over year.
What makes that striking is the operating leverage embedded in those numbers. Revenue grew 23%, but operating income grew 34%. That gap is not an accident. It means HEICO is scaling faster than its cost base, and that dynamic is showing up across both of its business segments simultaneously.
That's straight out of the 10Q they filed this week, and we're going to spend the next 15 minutes pulling it apart. If this is your first time finding us, follow the show. We do this same week analysis every earnings cycle.
If we reduce this filing to one sentence, it is this. HEICO is executing a compounding flywheel where aftermarket pricing power, acquisition-driven scale, and operating leverage are reinforcing each other at the same time, and none of the three appear to be decelerating.
And where does that put them in the cycle?
Based on this filing, HEICO is operating in mid-cycle expansion. Organic growth is strong, 12% in the Flight Support Group and 18% in the Electronic Technologies Group for the quarter. Margins are expanding, and management is still deploying capital into acquisitions. This is not a company harvesting a peak. It is a company still building.
Let's get into the material changes, because the numbers here are worth slowing down on. Revenue for the quarter ending July 31, 2026, came in at $1.41 billion, compared to $1.15 billion for the same quarter ending July 31, 2025. That is a 23% increase year over year. For context, aerospace suppliers with strong aftermarket exposure have historically grown in the mid-single digits in a normal cycle. 23% is not a normal cycle number.
And the operating income story is even more interesting. Operating income for the quarter was $355.2 million, up 34% from $265 million in the same quarter last year. The operating margin expanded to 25.1% from 23.1% a year earlier. To put that in context, aerospace supplier operating margins in the aftermarket heavy segment typically run in the high teens to low 20s. HEICO is running above that range and expanding.
What is driving the margin expansion specifically?
The MD&A is explicit on this. Gross profit margin improved to 41.1% in the third quarter of fiscal 2026, up from 39.8% in the same quarter of fiscal 2025. Management attributed the Flight Support Group improvement to, and I am quoting directly, a more favorable product mix within its specialty products and aftermarket replacement parts product lines. For the Electronic Technologies Group, they cited higher net sales of its aerospace products. So the mix is shifting toward higher margin products within both segments.
And on the cost side?
SG&A, as a percentage of net sales, improved to 16.0% in the quarter, down from 16.7% a year ago. Management described this as efficiencies realized from the previously mentioned net sales growth. That is operating leverage in its cleanest form. The revenue base is growing faster than the overhead structure. The causality chain here is important. If organic growth sustains above 10%, SG&A leverage continues to compound, operating margins push toward 26%, and the investment case for HEICO as a premium multiple aerospace compounder gets stronger. If organic growth decelerates toward 5%, that leverage reverses and margins compress back toward the low 20s.
Let's talk about what management is actually saying in the MD&A, because the tone matters as much as the numbers.
The tone in this filing is notably confident, without being promotional. Management used the word record repeatedly, record consolidated net sales, record operating income for both segments, record net income attributable to HEICO. For the nine-month period, they reported record net income of $659.4 million, or $4.67 per diluted share, up 31% from $502.1 million, or $3.67 and 57 cents per diluted share in the same nine-month period a year ago.
What about forward-looking language?
Management stated they continue to expect increased net sales at both the Flight Support Group and the Electronic Technologies Group for the remainder of fiscal 2026. And they specifically said this will continue to be supported by underlying demand for our products and contributions from recent acquisitions. That phrasing, underlying demand, is meaningful. They are not attributing growth solely to acquisitions or to a one-time demand spike. They're signaling that the organic demand environment remains healthy.
One thing I want to flag from the MD&A, management was explicit that sales price changes were not a significant contributing factor to revenue growth in either segment. So this is volume and mix, not pricing inflation.
That is a critical distinction. In the current aerospace supply chain environment, some suppliers have been pushing through price increases to offset cost inflation. HEICO is growing revenue without relying on price as a lever, which means the volume and mix story is genuinely strong. It also means there is a pricing lever that has not been pulled yet, which is worth noting.
Let's move to financial red flags and confirmations, because not everything in this filing is a green light.
The most notable item on the caution side is cash. Cash and equivalents at July 31st, 2026 were $241 million, down 8% from $261.9 million at the same point a year earlier. For a company generating the operating income HEICO is generating, $355 million in a single quarter, a cash balance of $241 million looks lean. The explanation is capital deployment. Acquisitions, capital expenditures, and debt service are absorbing the cash generation.
What about the debt picture?
Total liabilities increased 10.6% year over year to $4.29 billion compared to $3.88 billion a year ago. Interest expense for the nine-month period was $99.6 million, up from $97 million in the same period a year ago. Management noted the increase was principally due to an increase in the amount of debt outstanding, partially offset by a lower weighted average interest rate on outstanding borrowings under our revolving credit facility. So debt is growing, but the cost of that debt is coming down slightly.
From a balance sheet stress perspective, how does that read?
Stockholders' equity grew 19.5% year over year to $4.95 billion, and total assets grew 16.5% to $9.94 billion. The equity base is expanding faster than liabilities, which means the leverage ratio is actually improving even as absolute debt grows. That is a confirmation, not a red flag. The causality chain on the debt side, if interest rates rise materially from here, the partial offset from lower weighted average rates disappears, interest expense accelerates, and net income growth decelerates even if operating income holds. That is the scenario to watch.
Let's talk about the effective tax rate, because that moved in a direction that deserves attention.
The effective tax rate was 18.4% in the first 9 months of fiscal 2026, compared to 16.0% in the same period a year ago. Management was direct about the cause, a smaller discrete tax benefit from stock option exercises. They recognized a $22.3 million tax benefit from stock option exercises in the first 9 months of fiscal 2026, compared to $27.2 million in the same period a year ago. That $4.9 million difference in a tax benefit flows directly into a higher effective rate. This is not a structural tax change. It is a timing and magnitude issue tied to stock option activity.
Let's move to risk disclosures. What is the filing telling us on the risk side?
The filing did not introduce new or significantly escalated risk factors compared to prior disclosures. The key risks management cited include lower commercial air travel demand, reductions in defense spending, regulatory changes, cybersecurity threats, and macroeconomic factors, including inflation. For an aerospace supplier with HEICO's profile, heavy aftermarket exposure, defense diversification through the Electronic Technologies Group, and a global customer base, these are the standard risk vectors.
The commercial air travel risk is worth unpacking because that is the core demand driver for the Flight Support Group.
Exactly. The Flight Support Group's aftermarket replacement, parts business, is fundamentally tied to how many aircraft are flying and how many hours they are accumulating. If air travel demand softens, whether from an economic slowdown, a geopolitical event, or a health crisis, the demand for aftermarket parts declines. HAECO's aftermarket model is more resilient than OEM-tied suppliers because airlines must maintain their existing fleets regardless of new aircraft delivery schedules, but it is not immune to a severe demand shock.
And on the defense side?
The Electronic Technologies Group has meaningful defense exposure, which the MD&A confirmed as a growth driver. Defense products contributed $16.3 million to ETG's organic net sales growth in the quarter. Defense spending reductions are cited as a risk, but the current demand signal from the ETG is pointing in the opposite direction. Defense was a contributor to the 18% organic growth the ETG posted this quarter.
Let's go deeper on liquidity and the balance sheet, because the capital allocation story here is central to understanding HAECO.
Management stated explicitly that they believe operating cash flows and credit facility borrowings will be sufficient to fund requirements for at least the next 12 months. That is standard going concern language, and there is no going concern flag in this filing. The revolving credit facility is the primary liquidity backstop, and management noted the weighted average interest rate on that facility has actually declined, which provides some cost relief on the variable rate portion of their debt.
Capital expenditure guidance?
Management stated they continue to estimate fiscal 2026 capital expenditures to be approximately $85 to $95 million. For a company with $3.97 billion in nine-month revenue, that CapEx range is modest, roughly 2% of revenue. HAECO is not a capital-intensive manufacturer in the traditional sense. The capital intensity is in the acquisition pipeline, not in plant and equipment. That is a deliberate model. Buy proprietary aftermarket parts businesses, integrate them, and let the organic cash generation fund the next acquisition.
The inventory build is worth flagging here as well.
The MD&A summary noted a $78.4 million increase in inventories, attributed to a growing consolidated backlog. In the aerospace supply chain context, an inventory build tied to backlog growth is a demand signal, not a warning sign. This is not destocking behavior or a bullwhip effect in reverse. It is HAECO building inventory to fulfill orders it already has. That is a meaningful distinction.
Let's get into the segment breakdown, because the two segments are telling slightly different stories.
The Flight Support Group posted quarterly net sales of $947.8 million, up 18% from the same quarter a year ago. Operating income for the FSG was $245.3 million, up 24% year over year, with an operating margin of 25.9%, up from 24.7% a year ago. The organic growth rate for the FSG in the quarter was 12%, with the remaining growth coming from acquisitions, specifically $45.8 million contributed by fiscal 2026 acquisitions.
And the aftermarket breakdown within the FSG?
The MD&A breaks it down clearly. Aftermarket replacement parts drove $72.1 million of the FSG's organic net sales increase in the quarter. Specialty products added $15.9 million, and repair and overhaul, parts and services, added $10.4 million. Aftermarket replacement parts is the highest margin product line within the FSG, and it is the largest contributor to organic growth. That mixed dynamic is what drove the FSG's gross profit margin up 100 basis points year over year to the levels management described.
Now the Electronic Technologies Group, that segment had a remarkable quarter.
The ETG posted quarterly net sales of $483.5 million, up 36% from the same quarter a year ago. Operating income was $125.6 million, up 55% year over year, with an operating margin of 26.0%, up from 22.8% a year ago. The organic growth rate was 18%, with $60.2 million contributed by fiscal 2026 and 2025 acquisitions. The 55% operating income growth on 36% revenue growth is the most striking leverage ratio in this filing.
What drove that margin expansion in the ETG?
Management cited two factors: SG&A efficiencies, which contributed a 2.3 percentage point improvement in operating margin as a percentage of net sales, and the improved gross profit margin from higher aerospace product sales. The ETG's gross profit margin improved 90 basis points in the quarter. The organic demand drivers were other electronics, defense, and aerospace products. In that order, by contribution. The ETG is benefiting from both the commercial aerospace recovery and the defense spending environment simultaneously.
Let's close with what traders and investors should be watching and where our thesis could be wrong.
The metrics to monitor are straightforward, given what management emphasized. First, organic growth rates in both segments, the FSG at 12% and the ETG at 18% for this quarter, are the benchmarks. Any deceleration toward single digits would signal that the mid-cycle expansion thesis is weakening. Second, gross profit margin trajectory. The FSG is at 41.1% consolidated for the quarter, and management attributed the improvement to product mix. If mix shifts back toward lower margin product lines, that margin expansion story reverses. Third, acquisition pace. HAECO's model depends on a steady pipeline of proprietary aftermarket businesses to acquire. Any signal that deal flow is drying up or that acquisition multiples are compressing the returns on deployed capital would change the capital allocation story.
And the counter thesis? What would prove us wrong?
Two specific scenarios. First, if the ETG's 18% organic growth rate proves to be a one-quarter anomaly driven by lumpy defense orders rather than a sustained demand trend, the mid-cycle expansion thesis weakens considerably. The ETG went from 22.8% operating margin to 26.0% in a single year. That kind of step change is worth scrutinizing for sustainability. Second, if commercial air travel demand softens materially in the back half of calendar 2026, the FSG's aftermarket replacement parts volume, which drove $72.1 million of organic growth in this quarter alone, could decelerate faster than the current filing suggests.
Revisiting the core thesis, does the evidence confirm it?
The evidence confirms it strongly. HAECO is executing a compounding flywheel where aftermarket pricing power, acquisition-driven scale, and operating leverage are reinforcing each other. The nine-month operating income of $965.5 million, up 30% year-over-year, is the clearest confirmation. The margin expansion across both segments, the inventory build tied to backlog, and management's forward language about underlying demand all point in the same direction. From a valuation framing standpoint, a company posting 25% operating margins with double-digit organic growth in both segments trades like a premium compounder, not a cyclical supplier, and this filing gives that premium a fundamental basis.
That is the analysis grounded in what HAECO actually reported. If you want this same week read on every major aerospace and aviation filing, follow the show. It is the fastest way to stay current when these 10Qs drop.
A reminder that nothing in this episode constitutes investment advice. All figures and quotes are drawn directly from HAECO's 10Q filing for the period ending July 31st, 2026. Do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
For Mike, I'm Sarah. We'll see you next week.